Throughout the year, Susan Mousehart's presented us with an occasional series helping us call time on what she's called the sinking ships of culture. Every ingredient for the good life has its day, and judging by the emails and website comments you've left, you're completely divided between cheering on her diagnosis and being outraged that she's so unkind. Today, TV is in her sights, and Susan's unequivocal. We're switching off.
Stand by for the opening night of the National Television Service.
A couple of months back, I finally broke down and bought a TV. I guess I should have been suspicious when the sales guy offered to bundle it with a fax machine and a box of floppy disks. The kids looked up briefly from their phones as I dragged it into the lounge room, as heavy as the carcass of a bison. "Whoa, retro," someone observed. If I hadn't been so busy taking film to be developed and inscribing my shopping list onto papyrus, I guess I would have noticed. The world has sort of moved on from free to air. The irony is, it's been years since we actually owned a television, ever since our old fat screen got hardening of the arteries. But suddenly, it just seemed to me like the time was right. You know, the Dockers were at the top of the ladder. Donald Trump was abseiling in real time into the Republican abyss.
You know, you could see there was blood coming out of her wherever.
I mean, there are certain experiences only free-to-air can give you, right?
You suffer from hair loss or irritating scalp problems?
And it's not just the digital natives who've grown restless with old-school television. TV viewership has been eroding across all age demographics for some time, thanks to satellite, cable, and on-demand options, too. You know, like ABC's iView, Channel 10's 10 Play, and that new federal parliament kitten channel. And now that Netflix has landed, whoa, free-to-air is collapsing like a house of cards. In the black-and-white days, viewers took what came. You know, we had to. News, soapies, variety shows, sitcoms, test patterns. We didn't care. We turned on the set and sat back to watch television.
Is fun.
We had no control over the content. We had no control over the remote. There wasn't any. Basically, you had five choices. 2, 7, 9, 10, or the radio. It was all very passive and, frankly, extremely relaxing. Popcorn was involved. That viewing model is now called linear television, and it's exactly what nobody is doing anymore. We're no longer captive audiences to network domination. All family members metaphorically duct-taped to the one lounge suite and forced to watch Hey, Hey, It's Saturday.
Rupata Himyona. I'm not sure what that means. Is it English?
The upside is that there's so much more quality content to choose from. The downside is that no one has time to make the popcorn anymore. So we fragment, each to their own devices. Like the miracle of the loaves and fishes, a single Netflix account can sustain the multitudes. Does mom identify just a little too closely with the inmates of a women's prison, while dad goes apeshit over nature documentaries? No problema. Of course, free-to-air is not dead yet. Not as long as there's sport and weather and, well, yeah, really, sport and weather, that's it. But it's gasping. It's gasping. And yet, I, for one, am going to miss that crappy content and those inane and incessant commercial interruptions, just as I miss other primitive technologies from days gone by. Soon enough, I reckon, our brand new old-school TV will be given a place of honor beside my son's turntable, my daughter's manual typewriter, and my own recently unearthed diaphragm. Don't worry, it was only in a draw.
So proudly put on your mouth, get ears.
Susan Mousehart making mouseketeers of us all. A big thank you to her for her contribution this year. And of course, nothing's going to speed up the death of free-to-air TV like Christmas holiday programming. But luckily, as Susan said, you don't need to watch it. You're spoiled for choice. If you can't find anything on the telly, go to the Blueprint for Living program page. There is a treasure trove of past stories and shows, but there is also a list of our critics' recommendations for catch-up TV, books and films that you should check out these holidays. We'd like to thank all the reviewers who've had their say on the show this year. John Page, Fiona Steger, Mary Dalmau, Ben Pobgy, Jason DeRosso, Philippa Hawker, Debbie Enker, Kate Evans, Zach Hepburn and Anna Lowe. We'll be billing all of you for our Netflix bills. It's killing me. And many of the books that our critics picked through the year have gone on to be on the bestseller list. So I'm not saying we're prescient, but we totally know what we're doing. Google us, and there's a link to all those reviews from 2015 on the program page.